Good morning in the U.S., good afternoon in Europe. As one of the principals of the investment manager of Tetragon Financial Group, I'd like to welcome you today to the investor call. Today we'll focus on 2008 full-year results, as well as provide an update on progress to date. I point out that our 2008 full-year results and annual report, including the audited financial statements, will shortly be available on our website, tetragoninv.com. The format of today's call will be similar to our previous investor calls. Phil Bland, our CFO, will present Tetragon's Q4 and full-year results, as well as report on our quarterly dividend announcement. I will provide an overview on our portfolio and key performance metrics, and Mike Rosenberg, also a principal of the investment manager, will provide a TFG and market outlook. I'd like to remind everyone that the following contains forward-looking comments, including statements regarding the intentions, beliefs, or current expectations concerning performance and the financial condition on the products and markets in which Tetragon invests. Our performance may change materially as a result of various possible events or factors. With that, I'll now turn it over to Phil.
Thanks so much, David, and can I have my own welcome? 2008, in particular our fourth quarter, proved to be pretty challenging for Tetragon. The dramatic global economic decline, extensive upheaval in financial markets, rising defaults and default outlook, as well as our rating agency downgrades, affected both the actual performance or the outlook for Tetragon's portfolio of deals. As we've previously discussed with you, our IRR modeling assumptions were materially modified twice in the final 4 months of the year to reflect the rapidly changing economic conditions. Plus, we introduced a new accelerated loss reserve, which I'll describe in more detail a little later on in this call. While 2008 was overall a difficult year for us, we've only recently begun to see the impact of 2008 developments on our investments themselves. So, for example, we were pleased that cash continued to flow through from Tetragon's investments, and our net cash inflows from operations totaled $345 million in 2008 versus $120 million in 2007. Net investment income, which measures investment income net of operating expenses but before hedging P&L, unrealized losses and performance fee, was up year on year from approximately $172 million in 2007 to $186 million in 2008. This was driven primarily by an increase in the top-line investment income and was also helped by a reduction in interest expense as a result of both reduced interest rates and significant company-level deleveraging. Turning to net income and earnings per share, as I mentioned earlier, Tetragon on a consolidated basis recorded a loss for the year as a whole, with net income of a negative $46.6 million and negative EPS of 37 cents. And that compares to a profit of $99.2 million in 2007 and a post-IPO EPS of 48 cents. An unrealized loss of around $224 million on investments, primarily in Q4, was a main driver behind this. And I want to now spend a few moments talking about the changes made to certain assumptions, as well as the introduction of the accelerated loss reserve. We covered initially the changes to the assumptions on our recent call linked to the January 28th announcement, and it's also extensively referenced in the annual report, which you'll see on the website shortly. But I'll just like to quickly summarize again on this call for you. As a direct result of the deterioration in market conditions and the economic outlook in Q4, we recalibrated certain of our IRR modeling assumptions with respect to the portfolio. This includes increasing the constant annual default rate to three times the base case on a deal-by-deal basis, and that now averages at around 6.4% across the portfolio. Secondly, we reduced the assumed recovery rate to approximately 55 cents, and that's approximately 0.8 of our base case. Thirdly, we reduced the assumed loan prepayment rate to 7.5%, which compares to our original base case of 20%. And fourthly, we reduced the assumed reinvestment price and spread to 87 cents. These four assumption changes were made for the next 3 years for our deals. And after that, we're assuming that they will be returned to some sense of normality and the base case for the remainder of the deal life. These changes together resulted in a reduction in fair value of our investments of around $59 million compared to the immediately preceding assumptions utilized. And again, we cover this on our last call. In addition to that, we established a balance sheet reserve, which we described as an accelerated loss reserve. This was established on a deal-by-deal basis to guard against potential unrealized losses arising from, amongst other things, rating agency downgrades to our underlying collateral. As we describe in the annual report, we believe that negative loan migration, specifically migration to CAA1 or CCC+ or below, may place pressure on the performance of our investments in the current portfolio, and that's what the accelerated loss seeks to address. The reserve itself resulted in a $141 million reduction in fair value and is also described in the fair value reconciliation in Note 2 to the financial statements of TFG Master Fund. I'd now take a few comments on our IRRs. The weighted average IRR of our investments ended the year at approximately 13.8%, a decline of around 3.1% from the end of Q3 2008, and down approximately 2.8% from the end of 2007, where we stood at 16.6%. This IRR incorporates, among other things, the life-to-date performance of our investments, as well as modeling assumption changes and the accelerated loss reserve that I described a short while ago. Turning to leverage, we were able to utilize our strong cash flows during the course of 2008 to eliminate leverage at the corporate level, which had been an objective for a considerable time during the year. From a net debt of approximately $183 million at the end of 2007, Tetragon had net cash of approximately $60 million at the end of 2008. I'd now like to turn to the fourth quarter dividend announcement. In setting our Q4 dividend, the Board of Directors took into account the performance of the company plus its potential challenges in 2009 and beyond, the current and uncertain economic environment, plus the cash generated by the investment portfolio. Having taken those into account, the Board has decided to approve a dividend payment of 3 cents per share with respect to Q4, based on the investment manager's recommendation. Going forward, we expect to continue to pay quarterly dividends from Tetragon, based on the investment manager's recommendations. But in the current uncertain environment, the Board may well focus on greater cash retention and will continue to balance future dividends against the continuing need to preserve TFG's investments and fund the running of the business. Investors will continue to have the opportunity to receive a dividend either fully or partially in the form of TFG shares, and that's through our optional stock dividend program. The conversion ratio for this particular dividend will be published to the website in March, and elections should be made in the usual way. So having looked at some of the highlight numbers for 2008 and discussed the dividend policy, I'd just like to summarize by saying that the fourth quarter in particular, but certainly for 2008, proved to be a pretty challenging period for us. But despite this, we have been able to benefit from continued cash generation from the portfolio, and that's enabled TFG to eliminate corporate leverage whilst continuing to maintain a lowered quarterly dividend to our investors. And with that, I'd like to pass to David to comment on our portfolio and risk profile.
Thanks, Phil. I'd like to now run through certain portfolio and performance metrics with some emphasis on the underlying collateral performance and quality. Although changes in forward-looking assumptions have clearly had a negative impact on valuation and earnings, cash flows from the portfolio in each quarter of 2008 were strong. Overall net cash flow from operations was $345 million, as Phil noted, which represented a substantial increase over the $120 million generated in 2007. Our investment portfolio has remained consistent with 61 performing CLO investments, managed by 32 different collateral managers and representing a fair value of approximately $1.1 billion. No new CLO investments were made during the year, as cash flow from investments was primarily used to pay down corporate-wide repo borrowings, eliminate leverage, pay dividends to shareholders, and continue our share buyback. The portfolio continues to be diversified across underlying asset classes and geographies. Approximately 60% of our risk capital is invested in CLOs with primary exposure to U.S. broadly syndicated senior secured loans, 24% in CLOs with exposure to European broadly syndicated senior secured loans, and the balance, 17%, in CLOs with primary exposure to U.S. middle market senior secured loans. On a look-through basis, Tetragon's exposure to senior secured loans totals over $17 billion, underpinned by approximately $1.1 billion of permanent equity capital. Our exposure continues to be diversified across approximately 1,700 different corporate obligors, the substantial majority of which are U.S. names, with the balance being European names. Hedging during the year generated net gains of approximately $13.9 million. During 2008, comprised of $10.3 million of credit and $3.6 million of foreign exchange hedging gains. As of December 31st, 2008, the company had no credit hedges in place, having unwound the then existing credit hedges based on assessed cost effectiveness of the hedges, potential counterparty risk, and the desire to continue to improve the company's liquidity positions. We continually review our hedging strategy on an ongoing basis as we seek to address identified risks to the extent practicable and in a cost-effective manner. To follow up on Phil's comments about leverage, we're pleased with the company's efforts in 2008 to eliminate leverage and mitigate financing and counterparty risk. For 2009, in evaluating uses of excess cash for investment, financing, and hedging purposes, we'll continue to ensure the stability of the company's business, as well as the company's ability to respond to changing market conditions. We believe that the need to maintain appropriate levels of cash on our balance sheet has only increased given the current economic conditions and uncertainty. In regards to stock buyback, on October 23, 2008, we extended this program, our share repurchase program, of up to 5% of our outstanding shares through June 2009. During 2008, Tetragon has purchased 2.55 million shares at an average price of $4.82 per share. This brought the total number of shares repurchased under the program to 2.862 million shares. We remain focused on the performance of our investments underlying collateral. I'd like to now take you through some key measures we focus on. I would also refer you to the investment manager's report contained in the 2008 annual report for a more fulsome discussion on these matters. For 2008, the fourth quarter particularly was characterized by a significant increase in leveraged loan defaults relative to 2007. At year-end, the lagging 12-month U.S. institutional loan default rate increased to 3.75% by principal amount. According to S&P, up from 0.24% in 2007. In comparison, Tetragon's lagging 12-month corporate loan default, this includes European loans, increased to approximately 2.81% as of end of 2008, a level that is approximately 25% below the U.S. institutional loan default rate. Our goal is to hopefully continue this market outperformance trend. Through 2008 year-end, approximately $115 million of net excess losses have been factored into our IRR calculations. The life-to-date net loss reserve declined from $158 million as of the end of Q3 2008, but modestly increased from approximately $106 million as of the end of 2007. These excess net loss reserves are CLO-specific, and the total figure of $115 million represents the aggregate sum of these reserves experienced in the underlying loan portfolios of each CLO. As you will recall from prior calls and announcements, we are particularly focused on the impact of rating agency downgrades and negative loan migration on TFG's cash flows and earnings. This phenomena was a key driver behind the establishment of the accelerated loss reserve. At a basic level, triple C or below-rated asset exposure over predefined limits in CLO investments may temporarily cause cash diversions away from CLO equity tranches and into the reinvestment of new loans. This is a self-correcting mechanism and is aimed to improve the overall quality of the investment and its collateral. But if significant enough, it may result in a potential deleveraging of the CLO itself. Through December 31st, 2008, the weighted average percentage of corporate obligors rated triple C or below in our 61 CLO investments was approximately 7.6%, compared to 4.9% at the end of Q3 2008, and compared to an 8% weighted average maximum level permitted under the terms of our investments. The weighted average rating factor, or WARF, stood at approximately 2,577, compared to 2,439 at 2007 year-end. Each of these statistics represents a weighted average summary across our portfolio, and any individual deal's metrics may vary from the portfolio average. Rising defaults and negative loan migration may continue to impact TFG's investments at OC level and other coverage ratios, and in turn exert pressure on our cash flows and net income. In sum, we've begun to see and would expect to see continued pressure on our investments over time. I'll now turn over to Mike, who will discuss our outlook for TFG and the market.
Thanks, Dave. The current market volatility makes it very difficult to make any forecast. Having said that, we do believe 2009 will continue to present very challenging conditions for TFG. Despite the massive global governmental intervention and the recent passing of the stimulus package, we think that we will likely see continued difficult economic conditions and subdued market activity throughout 2009, and would thus expect continued pressure on our investments. Market consensus for 2009 includes higher level of defaults and lower recoveries vis-a-vis historical averages, and a continuation of ratings pressure on our underlying portfolio of loans, as David has mentioned. The rating agencies have been very aggressive in their downward rating actions in response to, among other things, deteriorating underlying credit fundamentals. As a result, we expect that managing our triple C rated loans will be a major focus for each of our portfolio managers throughout the year. As expectations and market conditions evolve, we will look to incorporate them into our own default loss and rating migration outlook and IRR modeling assumptions as appropriate. Now, with respect to our cash flows, as investments season and are impacted by elevated level of losses and or excess triple C assets, CLOs become more susceptible to over-collateralization and other coverage ratio breaches. As we've discussed today, we are particularly focused on these breaches as they typically cause a diversion of cash flows paid on our CLO equity tranches to either purchasing additional loan collateral or amortized debt tranches until such breaches are cured. Because of this, CLO equity cash flows tend to be binary in that they are fairly stable in early years when there is ample cushion to the OC test or other coverage ratios, but then can be diverted in part or in whole upon a breach of such trigger. We would expect during the course of 2009 that, you know, we will have deals that will hit these triggers, including deals that may cease to generate cash flow for 2009 and beyond. As a result, it's reasonable to expect that TFG's aggregate cash flows may be lower in 2009 versus previous years and also more volatile than we've seen in the past. Now, from an earnings and an IRR perspective, our modeling assumptions, including defaults, recoveries, prepayments, et cetera, as well as our ratings migration outlook and the accelerated loss reserve, all seek to predict an expected cash flow profile for each of our deals for the life of the deals, which includes the impact of any OC or other coverage test cash diversions. Because of this challenging and uncertain environment, we will primarily focus on the preservation of our existing investments throughout the year. We will seek to support our existing investments through a variety of potential strategies to the extent possible, and our majority equity tranches positions may prove valuable in executing these efforts. We will also continue to monitor market development, and once we have appropriately addressed our primary aim of preservation, we may begin to explore new investment opportunities in the senior secured loan space, including possibly through investments in debt tranches of CLOs. We believe, however, that the new issue CLO market, which was effectively closed in 2008 due to a lack of risk capital, particularly at the senior levels, will remain sluggish during 2009 and accordingly expect any opportunities to mainly come from the secondary market. Given our primary focus of preserving our existing investments, we would expect our assets to continue to mainly consist of CLO investments, cash and cash equivalents through the year. In closing, I would just like to mention that we continue to pursue the expansion of our investor base as we educate the marketplace on our company. Next week, Deutsche Bank has arranged a non-deal roadshow in Europe where we'll be meeting with a bunch of prospective and present investors. At the end of March, we will also be presenting Tetragon at Morgan Stanley's Financials Conference in London, and we'll also be participating in Bank of America Merrill Lynch Specialty Finance Conference, which is scheduled for late April. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to David.
Thanks, Mike. Again, we'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to join this call. As always, please do not hesitate to contact us directly with questions. We look forward to speaking with you in the future. Thank you.